much longer does Wash have? But first, Mark Cuban joining us on the show after his team goes down 0-2 to the New Orleans Hornets, and he was not too happy about it. Morning, Mark.
What do you want?
Jeez, man.
Just wanted to get your take on what's going on here in the series so far.
I've had it. I have had it with this team. And if I'm a leprechaun-looking coach, I wouldn't feel too comfortable this morning.
Well, that sounds like a threat.
I also wouldn't feel too comfortable if I'm a long-haired, no-D playing German.
Well, you're mad at everybody.
I'm thinking about selling this team to Yahoo and making $1 billion.
Not everything you can sell to Yahoo for $1 billion.
Yes, I can. I can do it all. God. And I'm so mad.
Well, what got you particularly upset last night? Was it something your coach did? What?
Yeah. I tell you, the first thing I did after the game, I pinned Avery down and sawed that ridiculous gaudy Spurs ring off his finger.
Sawed it off? Jeez.
Yeah, that was a great motivational tool, Avery. Well done. Oh, by the way, Friday, game three, we're having a blue-out.
A blue-out?
A blue-out.
Wear blue, watch us lose.
Well, that's not a very promotion. Not a very positive approach.
Well, that's what's going to happen. Hey, have you watched Dancing with the Stars this year?
No.
None of those people, not a guy, not a girl, can dance like I dance.
Well,
listen to these dance moves.
Wait. What good does that do is listening to your dance moves?
Nobody can do that.
Why are we still obsessed with that show?
Weren't we talking about the Mavericks?
Oh, yeah, that's all we're talking about today. Mavericks, Mavericks this, Mavericks that. That's what I get to do today. Listen to the chicken about how bad we suck. Yeah, what a great day for me. But you know what? I know the problem with the Mavericks. We suck.
You already said that.
You're right.
Okay, well, I guess it's a concession of sorts.
Yep.
This is great. We're struggling again in the playoffs. I guess I have to demote Bob Ortegal again.
Is that what you do? You just demote him just to try to change something?
Yeah, maybe next year I'll make him a blogger. That way I can keep him out of our locker room. I think he stares too much.
Ooh, he stares too much in the locker room?
Yeah.
That's uncomfortable.
I don't think that's the answer to your problems.
What?
I don't think that's the answer to your problems. Demoting Ortegal.
I'll say what to myself.
Don't cross him.
Sorry.
I suppose, Junior, you were talking earlier about how I overreact behind the bench.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah, it can't be a good environment for the coach and the players. I don't know.
Oh, it's a distraction? Well, at least I'm the only one who cares that we're about to be swept by the Hornets.
Yeah.
So are you saying that Avery is under some pressure here? Is that what we're gathering from your comments?
Yeah. Uh-huh. In fact, I'm already interviewing candidates to fill this black coaching position.
It's not just a black coaching position. It's just a coaching position.
In fact, I got to go. Mr. Washington, glad to see you.
Oh.
Ron?
Sounds like Ron Washington is already trying to get another job.
All right, 6:45 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Now, we thought